gym in Adams Central tonight. We've got boys high school basketball coming up next after the Adams Central girls took care of Centura in the opener by the score of 43-32. Adams Central coming in, a record of 2 wins and no losses on the season. They won their own tournament last weekend. They chip off the 2009-2010 season, beating Holdridge by a score of 69-35, then coming back last Saturday and beat Schuyler here on the Patriots' home floor, the final of 70-62. Centura, they lost their only ball game that they have played so far. They lost to Wood River by 20, the final score of 56-36. Much like the girls' team, they had a contest with Central City that was postponed on Tuesday because of the snowstorm that moved through there, and they're trying to play that again tomorrow. So Centura's played only one basketball game so far, and that was a 20-point loss to Wood River at 56-36. In that ball game, Chase Welty was the guy who really sparked the Centurions. He scored 24 points in the basketball game and also pulled down 4 rebounds. So much like we saw in the opener tonight with Courtney Aiken being almost a one-girl show for the girls' basketball team, Welty scored 24 out of the 36 points for the Centurions last week in their ball game against Wood River. The other scores from a week ago, Austin Kasperson scored 3 points in that ball game, and Ian Lemberg scored 7. Cameron Aiken had 2 points for Centura. So they come in a mark of no wins and 1 loss on the season. The Patriots at 2-0. Their leading scorer through the first 2 ball games of the season was Nate Arnold. He is averaging 19 points per ball game through the first two, also grabbing 3.5 rebounds per game. Zach Hunt also had a terrific weekend as he hit for 18 points and grabbed 3 rebounds for the Patriots, also dished out 6 assists per ball game. So you're going to see those guys really propel this basketball team throughout the 2009-2010 season. Another guy who saw quite a bit of playing time last year for head coach Tom Slechta was Nick Stein, and Stein averaged 7 points and 5.5 rebounds for the first 2 ball games. They're going to see some new guys in the ball game here for this season. Guys like Ashton Dirks, who has come over from Hastings St. Cecilia. And Dirks will play quite a bit here in the ball game tonight. He's averaging 4 points and 1 rebound per game. You've got a kid like Jake Fowler, who's just a freshman, that saw some playing time last week, and he's expected to see some playing time here tonight. He's averaged 4 points in those 2 ball games last week. We didn't mention Brady Barrett before, but Brady is another guy who saw quite a bit of playing time last year for the Patriots. He averaged 9 points and 3.5 rebounds for EC in weekend number one. Adams Central definitely had some injury problems. Connor Lyons is another guy who played quite a bit last year for the Patriots. He was banged up a little bit in the ball game against Schuyler last Saturday. He had an elbow problem, and Lyons was questionable throughout much of the week, but he's expected to get a goal here tonight for head coach Tom Slechta. The other guy is Matt Overmiller. He sprained his ankle before the season got underway last week and did not play in either ball game against Holdridge or Schuyler, and he may not play in this ball game here tonight. So the Patriots still a little undermanned as they start their season, but they've got Centura in here tonight as they play their third ball game of the season here this evening. So we'll come back and check the starting lineups, got some more pregame information for you as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight, awaiting the start of the boys' ball game between Adams Central and Centura here tonight. Again, all the Hastings teams are in action this evening. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing a girls-boys doubleheader at Donovan Trumbull tonight. At last check at the end of the third quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia had the lead over Donovan Trumbull in the first ball game. The girls contest 50-18. Safe to say with a lead over Donovan Trumbull in the girls contest. The boys game will get underway here shortly. Hastings High's boys and girls are on the road tonight playing in Holdridge against the Dusters. We will head for Sioux City. Tomorrow we'll have Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will be taking on the 15th ranked team in the country on both sides. The Briarcliff women are ranked number 15. The men are ranked number 15 this week. And the latest NAIA Top 25 Coaches Poll will have the contest for you tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. Of course, the Hastings College women off to another great start. They have won 8 games in a row now. The Hastings College men have won 6 games in a row. The Bronco women are ranked number 3 in the country, so that'll be a great day of basketball tomorrow from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. Again, the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon with a tip-off at 2 o'clock. The Nebraska volleyball team is playing tonight at the Quest Center in Omaha. They're playing in the opening round of the NCAA volleyball tournament in the regionals as they've got Iowa State on the docket tonight. Texas and Texas A&M played an earlier ball game this evening. The championship ball game of the regional is going to be played tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the Quest Center. If the Huskers are involved in that, we'll have the contest on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Adams Central and Centura and boys high school basketball coming up here tonight on 1230 KHS. We are inching closer to game time. We'll take one more break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball from 1230 KHS.
Invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Centura and Adams Central here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Checking the starting lineups, first of all, for Centura. You're going to have Dylan DeWitt, who is a 6-foot senior starting at one of the guards. He did not score in the ball game against Wood River a week ago. He pulled down one rebound in the ball game. Austin Kasperson is a 5'10" sophomore. Kasperson had 3 points and 4 rebounds per ball game a week ago. Ian Lemberg is a 6-foot senior. Lemberg had 7 points and 9 rebounds in that contest against Wood River a week ago. The other starter is going to be Zach Roth. Roth did not score in the ball game a week ago and pulled down 3 rebounds. And the other starter is going to be Cameron Aiken. Aiken is a 6-foot sophomore. He averaged 2 points in that ball game against Wood River and pulled down 9 rebounds. Chase Welty was penciled in as a starter, but all of a sudden he's not in the starting lineup here for Centura. No word from head coach George Lytle on whether or not he suffered an injury or what, but it was Welty who scored 24 points in the ball game against Wood River a week ago, and he is not in the starting lineup here tonight for the Centurions. So Centura will go with Dylan DeWitt, also Austin Kasperson, Ian Lemberg, Zach Roth, and Cameron Aiken in the ball game here tonight. The Adams Central Patriots will go with Nate Arnold, a 5'9" senior. Arnold averaged 19 points the opening weekend, 19 points per game, 3.5 rebounds per game. Grady Barrett, a 6-foot sophomore. Barrett averaging 9 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Nick Stein, a 6'1" junior. Stein is averaging 7 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Zach Hunt, the other starter for Adams Central, a 6'1" senior. Hunt on the opening weekend averaged 18 points per ball game and 3 rebounds per game. Connor Lyons, the other starter for Adams Central, a 6'3" senior. Connor is averaging 4.5 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. So the Adams Central girls won the opener tonight, 43-32 over the Centurions, and now the Patriots will look for a doubleheader sweep here tonight as the boys get ready to take to the floor. Tom Slekta, the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, will be opposed tonight by George Lytle over at Centura. The Patriots sitting at 2-0 in the season with wins over Holdridge and Schuyler. Centura has lost once this year to Wood River, lost to them by 20 points. And again, we'll double-check on the availability of Chase Welty at 24 points in the ball game against Wood River last week, and he will not be on the floor to begin the basketball game here tonight for Centura. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue. Centura going to be in their crimson uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our right. We're set to go. The Patriots and the Centurions tonight. Connor Lyons will jump things off for AC, and Adams Central will control the opening tip. It'll be Centura starting off in a zone defense to begin the ball game here tonight. Looks like a 1-3-1 or a 1-2-2 zone defense. So Adams Central have to work against this on the opening possession. They work it right inside and right in front of the basket, and scoring is going to be Lyons. Connor Lyons scores for Adams Central, 2-0. Patriots have got the lead, and now the Patriots applying some pressure here in backcourt. Dylan DeWitt has got it, and now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Nick Stein. Stein picks up the personal foul, so AC right out of the gate here with full court pressure. And Stein commits the personal foul for the Patriots, the first one on AC here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation, Centura will play things in. Here's Zach Roth with the ball picked up there by Stein. Roth dribble penetration, stops and pops. His shot off the window is no good. Rebound Aiken, follow shot rims off no good. Rebound Aiken, follow shot good. Adams Central did a good job rebounding the basketball last week. They out-rebound their opposition 30-22, but there they give up two offensive boards, and Centura gets the field goal to go down. 2-2 is the score early in the ball game. Stein dribbling inside. Off-balance shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Roth. Zach Roth has got it for Centura to Kasperson. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Nate Arnold. A long pass down the floor. They get it to Zach Hunt. Hunt down in the corner, feeds it inside. Turnaround jumper is going to be short by Connor Lyons, and the rebound comes down to Centura. With a board again is going to be Cameron Aiken. 2-2 is the score. 6:47 to play in the first quarter from the Patriots gym. With the ball is going to be Austin Kasperson. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Brady Barrett for Adams Central defensively. A feed to the far sideline. Zach Roth has got it. Stein right in his face defensively. Gets away. Dribbles inside. Roth is floater from the baseline. His shot no good, but he gets his own rebound. Roth brings it back out into three-point territory. Lemberg has got it. Now to Roth. Gets it back to Lemberg. He can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. It was slapped out of his hands there by AC. So Centura will play things in. Getting his hands in there was Zach Hunt for the Patriots. Centura will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They throw it to the far sideline. It's Dylan DeWitt with the ball. Now to Zach Roth. Swings it left side. The ball is going to be tipped and intercepted. Brady Barrett has got it. His layup good. Just like that, the Patriots get the field goal. Centura turns it over for the second time here in the ball game. Brady Barrett picks that one off as the pass came to the right wing. 4-2. The Patriots now out on top by 2 points. Here's Kasperson with the ball for the Centurions, dribbling on the right sideline, picked up there by Barrett of AC, out to a Lemberg. Lemberg brings it back to DeWitt, back down to a Lemberg on the low block, down in the corner. Here's a shot by Kasperson, it's up and in, just inside the three-point ring. Austin Kasperson scores. It is now a 4-4 ball game. Adams Central and Centura here tonight in boys high school basketball. 5:39 to play in the opening quarter. Zach Hunt trying to penetrate on the wing. Gets it to a Nick Stein. He'll pull up and shoot one from the wing. His shot is up and in. Nick Stein hits the field goal. He averaged 7 points per ball game in those two wins last week over Holdridge and Schuyler. And the Patriots go out on top now by a score of 6-4. Out of bounds on the far sideline is going to be Lemberg. He left his feet there to grab the pass. When he came down, he was out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Jake Fowler, and coming out will be Stein. But just like that, we see the 5'9" freshman into the ball game with 5:20 to play in the first quarter. Jake Fowler, who averaged 4 points and 2 rebounds per game in those two ball games last week, entered the contest here. Head coach Tom Slekta, 6-4 is the score. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lemberg. He drives for Centura. His shot is up and in. So a turnover on the Patriots. And now we are tied up at 6 points apiece. Tied at 2, tied up at 4, and now at 6. Down in the right corner, here's a long-range jumper by Hunt from 3. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kasperson. He runs it into the forecourt. Now will hold up. He'll send it back inside, though. Here's Lemberg. Mishandles the ball, picks it back up. His shot in the wind is going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called. Lemberg picks up the personal foul. He missed a bunny right in front of the basket. Then commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first. First team foul in the Centurions here in the basketball game. Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt. 6-6 is the score. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the opening quarter from the Patriots gym. Well, the basketball is going to be Jake Fowler. Fowler goes to Stein, who is back into the ball game. Brings it back over here on the wing to Zach Hunt. Down in the corner, that's Fowler looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Stein. Down in the corner on the left side. Driving the baseline, putting up a shot. It's going to be no good. That's Barrett. Comes down with his own rebound, though. Barrett comes out to Fowler. Fowler down to Zach Hunt. Driving down the lane. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled. Zach Hunt gets the field goal for Adams Central, and he is fouled in the play. A personal is going to be whistled on Cameron Aiken. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Centurions here in the first half. 4:19 to go. 8-6. Adams Central has got the lead. Zach Hunt will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Averaged 18 points per ball game in those two outings last week. Stopping the line is going to be up and in. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Calvin Ott. So out comes in, and going out is going to be Connor Lyons. Calvin Ott is 6'2", a junior. End of the ball game now for Tom Slekta and the Patriots. 9-6. Adams Central with an early three-point lead. We played about a half of this opening quarter. Here's Lemberg with the ball. His pass across the lane, nearly intercepted. DeWitt grabs it, shot from the baseline, up and in. AC nearly picked that pass off, and then DeWitt took it on the dribble down in the left baseline and scores. 9-8, Patriots leading by a point. Here's a Fowler with the ball, comes out to Stein. Stein, traveling violation. Kind of lost control of it and then tried to flip it to the wing on the left side, and he's called for the traveling violation. Turnover number two on Adams Central in the ball game. They averaged 15 last weekend. 3:56 to play here in the opening quarter. Centura's got the ball here in backcourt. Austin Kasperson runs it down the right sideline, runs in the Fowler, brings it back to the center of the floor, and now gets rid of it. Dylan DeWitt has got it. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Back outside. Here's a return pass. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Third turnover now in Centura. Zach Hunt back the other way, drives the baseline, and he throws the ball out of bounds over in the wing. A little too cute that time as Zach Hunt circles around underneath the basket and was going to try to throw it on the wing on the left side. Nobody home, and it goes out of bounds. Third turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. End of the contest, Nate Arnold. Coming out will be Zach Hunt. 3:37 to play in the opening quarter. Adams Central is out on top by a score of 9-8 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Here's Kasperson with the ball now for Centura. Jump pass comes to the near side to DeWitt. Cranks up a three ball. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Gets his own rebound in the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Dylan DeWitt misses the three. Then gets his own rebound and puts it down through the hole. He has got 4 points in the basketball game. It's now a 10-9 ball game. Centura goes down on top. 3:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Adams Central has got the ball. This is Fowler. Gets it into the forecourt now to a Nate Arnold. The Fowler, the Stein, the Fowler, back to Nate, fakes the pass, and now a traveling violation on Arnold as he's trying to take it inside. That's the fourth turnover now on the Patriots. Coming into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hollister. Coming out is going to be Brady Barrett. So Tom Slekta has already went about nine guys deep here in the first quarter. 10-9 is the score. Centura is out on top by one. The Centurions have the ball. Austin Kasperson here in backcourt. He's going to be fouled in the play by Fowler. So Jake picks up his first personal foul. It's team foul number two on the Patriots. Adams Central girls victorious tonight, 43-32 over Centura. They led at halftime by a score of 22-14. So Adams Central is now 3-1 on the girls' side of things. Here comes Centura back the other way, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Fowler, just as Kasperson got into the forecourt. A foul is called on Fowler. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Patriots. Fowler comes out. Here comes Zach Hunt back in. Ian Lemberg will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. They get it to a Kasperson. To Lemberg again on the right side. To Kasperson. He gets away. And now fires up a shot over Hollister. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Centura. Here's a shot by Aiken. It's going to be blocked, recovered by Centura. Now here's a three-pointer put up by DeWitt. That one is going to be no good. Then they lose it out of bounds, and it's going to be Centura basketball. So the Centurions getting all kinds of chances here on this offensive possession. 2:38 remaining here in the first quarter, 10-9. Centura will play things in. Lemberg from underneath his own basket. Inbounds pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Nate Arnold has got a long pass down to four to Hunt. His shot is up there. He goes up for the stuff, misses it. Rebounded by Stein and he lays it home. Nick Stein gets the field goal after Zach Hunt had intentions of jamming that baby down. Stein gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Lemberg. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by Lemberg. So Centura turns it over for the fourth time here tonight. And now Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt, but not before Tom Slechta calls a timeout. Patriots want to talk things over. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 11, Centura 10.
Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Patriots gym. Adams Central has got the lead, 11-10 over Centura. 2:16 remaining here in the opening period. That was sloppy first quarter. Each team with four turnovers in the ball game thus far. Centura stays with their zone defense early. Arnold sends it deep in the corner, left side to Hunt. As he cranks up to three, his shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound in the lane. A follow shot is no good by Calvin Ott, and the rebound comes down to Centura. Aiken has got it for the Centurions. He gets it away now to Austin Kasperson. As Austin will bring things up here against Hunt into the offensive zone. Drives it right down the lane. The ball stripped away by Stein. It is loose. It's finally going to be picked up here by DeWitt. He falls down. Now the ball picked up by AC. Here's Stein at the other end. A shot good. Another Hunt. Zach Hunt picks up the loose ball and scores for Adams Central. And the Patriots now lead by a score of 13-10. 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Kasperson again. In the lane, moves his control, picked up by Ben Roth. His shot no good. Tap try no good, and now we got a foul called. Foul is finally called in that possession. They probably missed three or four. And finally a whistle on Centura. As Aiken picks up the foul, that's going to be his second, third team foul on the Centurions. End of the ball game for Adams Central. Now it's going to be Connor Lyons. Coming out, it's going to be Calvin Ott. So two fouls on Cameron Aiken now for Centura. The Patriots out on top by a score of 13-10. Here's Nick Stein with the ball. Dribbles inside the paint. Kicks it back out. Nate Arnold, his shot from 12 is good. Nate Arnold had a good opening weekend. Averaged 19 points in the two ball games for the Patriots last week. That's his first field goal. Here's the ball. It's going to be taken away by Adams Central. Stein goes for the hole, and his shot is up and in. Turnover number five on Centura. They can't handle the Adams Central pressure. Here's another steal by Zach Hunt. He gets it to Stein. His shot is up there. It's good again. Stein now with 8 points here in the first quarter. Back-to-back turnovers there by Centura in the backcourt as the Centurions have a tough time just getting the ball to the 10-second line. Adams Central getting some easy field goals down here. And with 50 seconds to play, we've got a timeout in the first quarter. It's now Adams Central 19, Centura 10.
It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
There for Adams Central. Back-to-back turnovers in backcourt here by the Centurions and a couple of easy field goals for AC as Nick Stein has got four field goals here in the first half and 8 points. Last two coming on those steals here in the backcourt. Zach Hunt got the steals and he got him to Stein and he laid him in easily. And just like that, the Centurions find themselves down by 9 points here in the contest, 19-10. They get it into the fourth court this time, but now Kasperson's pass is going to be picked off again. Picked off by Stein, and now he goes to Nate Arnold, and Nate can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. They got another steal there. That time Stein picked it off. Got it into the fourth court and sent it on the low block to the right side that Arnold could not handle. Goes out of bounds, and now Centura will try to bring it back up the floor. Here's Lemberg, finally gets it into the offensive zone and down the right sideline to DeWitt. Lobs it to Lemberg, double team down in the corner. Comes back out to DeWitt, pulls up at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose. It's picked up here by Lyons. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Patriots again. And now we got a, what do we have here, a foul? Nope. It's a kick by Centura. Hunt tried to just dump it off in the lane there on the break. And a kicking violation is called on Centura, so AC will play things in. Lyons has got it. Now to Brady Barrett out here in three-point territory to Nate Arles. Nate, now comes to Zach Hunt as he looks at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hunt back out to Nate. Back to Hunt for three. Shot is up there from the right sideline. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Brady Barrett gets the offensive board and the putback for AC. He's got 4 points, and the Patriots have an 11-point lead after the first quarter. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. We'll take a break for the score. Adams Central 21, Centura 10.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Turned the ball over six times in the first quarter. Adams Central has got five turnovers, but most of those Centura turnovers resulted in easy points for the Patriots. And now they're going to turn the ball over again as Centura inbounds the ball. It's going to be stolen away here by Brady Barrett, and he takes it to the hole for the score. So seven turnovers now in Centura as the Centurions played that ball in on the far sideline. Barrett's got the steal. Brady now in the ball game with three field goals and 6 points. And the Patriots, just like that, lead by a score of 23-10. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Barrett. His pass deflected. The scramble is out on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Kasperson tried to save it for Centura, but could not get to it. Centurions got off to a good start here tonight. We were tied up at 6 points apiece, but that was all she wrote. They scored only four the rest of the way. Got outscored 12-4 by Adams Central to end the first quarter. Now here's Hunt from deep in the right corner. His shot is up there. It's no good. Barrett gets the rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Brady Barrett has got 8 points in the ball game. Nick Stein has got 8 points. Zach Hunt has got five. Connor Lyons with two, and Nate Arnold has got 2 points. And the Patriots now lead by a score of 25-10. Again, Centura is having all kinds of problems in backcourt and a 10-second violation. The Patriots just eating up these Centurions here in backcourt. 10-second violation called there on Centura. Turnover number nine. Here's Jake Fowler into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Zach Hunt. AC will play things in. They lead by 15 points early in this contest. Fowler down in the corner. Here's a shot by Stein. No good. Nate grabs the rebound in the lane. Fighting. Gets out of there. Stein has got it to Fowler. Deep in the corner again. Here's a long-range jumper by Barrett. Good three-pointer. Brady Barrett now with 11 points in the ball game, and now Centura wants to call a timeout. George Lytle wants to talk things over as Adams Central has built an early 18-point lead here in this one. Adams Central is on a 21-0 run. It dates back to the first quarter. We've got a timeout, 6:46 to play until halftime. The score, the Patriots 28, Centura 10.
State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, a short jumper by Zach Roth. It's going to be no good. Rebound Adams Central. Back to the other end is Nick Stein. His shot is up and in. Stein with 10 points in the ballgame and is now 30-10. Adams Central out on top. The Patriots on a 21-0 run right now. Hitting back to midway through the first quarter. Centura has got it back in their offensive zone. Entry pass to get it to Zach Roth down the lane. Double team. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. It goes to the corner. That's going to be Centura basketball. Blocked down there by Connor Lyons of EC. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. AC out to a 20-point lead early in this ballgame. It is 30-10. And now Centura throws the ball away again. Down at the baseline, Kasperson can't handle it. 10 turnovers on the Centurions here in this first half. 10 points, 10 turnovers. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball now for Adams Central. Goes to Nate Arnold. Nate sends it down in the corner to Brady Barrett. Now to Nate Arnold. Dribble penetration. Drives it all the way to the basket. His off-balance shot as he falls down. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lemberg. Lemberger's got it down for Centura in the backcourt. They come over here to Kasperson. He'll work it across the midcourt stripe here against Nate. Throws it over to DeWitt on the far sideline. DeWitt gets it inside to Zach Roth. Puts a man in the air. His shot from point-blank range is no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Nate Arl, 3-on-1. Nice play as they get the ball to Barrett. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Barrett. He runs over the only guy back there for Centura. That was Dylan DeWitt. The basket does not count. And a foul is going to be called here on Barrett. They had a 3-on-1 break against Dylan DeWitt. And an offensive charging foul is going to be called on Brady. That's going to be his first team foul, number 4, on Adams Central here in this first half. 30-10, the Patriots have the lead. And Adams Central continues to attack here in backcourt. Kasperson has got it now for the Centurions. Lobs it across the 10-second line to Lemberg. He drives down the lane, and he's going to be hit with a charging foul as he runs over Brady on the other end. So Ian Lemberg is hit with a personal foul there for Centura. That's going to be his second. Now the team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Offensive charge at each end of the floor in the last possession. 30-10, the Patriots out on top by 20 points. Currently on a 21-0 run. Driving for the hole. Here's a shot by Fowler. It's going to be no good. He was wide open. And the rebound comes down to DeWitt. Centura runs it back the other way. 3-on-2, falling down with a ball. Over there is going to be Kasperson. He's got to get rid of it. He does. Down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken. It's up and in by Lemberg, and he's fouled in the play. Lemberg finally gets one to go down there for Centura. He is fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Stein. That's going to be his second. Lemberg now with 4 points in the ballgame. So Adams Central rattled off 21 straight points before Centura could get back on the board again. Now Lemberg will try to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there. It is good. So Lemberg breaks the ice. And Lemberg has now got 5 points in the ball game and is now 30-13. The Patriots with the lead. Adams Central with the ball. Stein, top of the key, drives it down the left side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Zach Hunt with the ball. Zach comes out in the 3-point territory to Barrett. Barrett now to Hunt. Now they'll switch positions here as Hunt will now run the offense. Isolation as he runs it right down the right side of the lane, puts it up high off in the window. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Zach knew what he wanted. They took it right to the hole, and he is fouled in a play there by Centura. Zach has now got 7 points in the basketball game, and he'll go to the free throw line for the second time tonight. He is 1 out of 1 from the charity stripe so far. Into the ball game, Zach Roth. Personal foul is whistled on Kasperson. That's going to be his first. So Zach Hunt to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hunt now with 8 points in the ball game. Nick Stein has got 10. Brady Barrett's got 11. And the Patriots lead by 20 again. It's 33-13 in boys high school basketball tonight. Lemberg on the far sideline slips as he comes inside the 3-point circle and then tries to get it back out on the sideline to Kasperson, and the ball deflected out of bounds. Zach Hunt over there defensively for the Patriots. 4:20 left here in the first half. Adams Central leading by 20, 33-13. Into the ball game is going to be Cameron Aiken now for Centura. Coming out is going to be Ian Lemberg. Dylan DeWitt will inbound for the Centurions. Gets it inbounded here to Kasperson. Now to Ben Roth. Sizes up the three-pointer. Takes it. Way too strong. Rebound comes down to Connor Lyons. Gets it ahead. Here's Ott. His shot is up there and in. Connor gets the assist. Calvin Ott gets the easy field goal. That's his first goal of the ball game. 35-13. Pressure again. Adams Central with a steal. Nate Arnold gets the ball away to Zach Hunt. His shot is up and in. Arnold gets the steal. Zach Hunt gets the field goal. Zach now with 10. And the Patriots lead by the score of 37-13. 3:50 to play in the second quarter. Dylan DeWitt. Nice wraparound pass as he sends it to the right side of the lane to Aiken, but he blows the layup. And now we got a ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Centura ball. Nice pass, but Aiken could not convert. And Centura will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Dylan DeWitt looking, gets it in. Cameron Aiken goes up with a shot over Ott. It's up and in. Aiken now with 4 points in the ball game, 37-15. The Patriots have the lead. Fowler at the other end takes it all the way. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Aiken for Centura. Looks to get rid of it. Does to the far sideline. Kasperson. His pass now is mishandled by Roth and is picked up here by Fowler of AC. Goes inside to Calvin Ott. Jump ball is called. Calvin Ott is tied up in the play by Cameron Aiken of Centura. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will keep it. 3:22 to play here in the second quarter. It's 37-15. Adams Central with the lead. Ott gets it out to Fowler. Now down in the baseline. Here's a shot by Hunt from 15. No good. Rebound loose. It's on the floor. Four players hit the deck, and finally we have got a timeout called. Centura was out at the bottom of the stack there, covering up the ball. That was Zach Roth, and wisely enough, he calls the timeout. So the Centurions will save the possession here. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We're in the second quarter with a score of the Patriots 37, Centura 15.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym, Adams Central having an easy time of things so far. 37-15 is the score. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got it on their offensive end. Fowler just flips the ball away here to Zach Hunt. Three-point territory. Centura is now in a man-to-man defense. They started zone. That didn't work. Jump pass deep in the corner. Connor Lyons has got it. Down to Fowler. Now to Nate Arnold. Dribble penetration down the lane. Bounce pass deflected away from Ott. Comes back out to Fowler. Sends it deep in the left corner. Shot is up and in. Connor Lyons. A three-pointer by Connor from deep in the left corner. It is now 40-15. The Patriots have the lead. We're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Ben Roth on the far sideline, double team, gets it away. Zach Roth drives it for the hole, a shot good. Ben gets the assist. Zach gets the field goal. It's now a 40-17 ball game. Adams Central out on top here in this one. 2:25 to play in the second quarter. Deep in the right corner is Zach Hunt, sends it inside the lane, deflected away from Connor Lyons. Turnover on AC. That's their sixth turnover here in the ball game. Austin Kasperson comes back the other way on the dribble now for the Centurions, trying to get away from Hunt. Does so with a pass to Ben Roth. He shoves off a little bit against Fowler. No foul. Here's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Huntley. Drives it for the hole and scores. Nothing more than a scrimmage so far for AC. Here's a steal by the Patriots. Hunt has got it again. His shot is up and in. Zach now with 14 in the contest, and it is 44-17. And now we have got a foul called in Adams Central. Nate Arnold is going to be whistled for the personal foul. Trying to bring the ball up was Austin Kasperson. Nate's going to be whistled for the foul. That's his first. A minute and 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. 44-17. Adams Central has got the lead in boys high school basketball tonight. Adams Central girls winners in the first ball game, 43-32. Ashton Dirks now in the ball game for Adams Central. 44-17. AC with the lead. Here's Austin Kasperson with the ball now for Centura. Deep in the right corner is going to be Dylan DeWitt. DeWitt now to Lemberg at the top of the key. Sends it down the lane and a foul is going to be called. Try to get into the hands of Cameron Aiken and a foul is going to be called on Adams Central. Going to go on Connor Lyons. That's going to be his first team foul number 7 on the Patriots. So now Centura is in the 1-1 situation here with a minute and 37 seconds to play. Here's Ben Roth coming back into the ball game. Ian Lemberg will check out. Yeah, we have not seen Chase Welty tonight. He's the guy who scored 24 points last week in their ball game against Wood River at 24-36. Definitely being missed here tonight. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Aiken, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Hutt hustles back the other way. There's Stein, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Nick Stein just slices up the defense, circles around, and took it right down the lane. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. 46-37. Adams Central leading by a bunch already here in the second quarter. Minute 15 to play. Pass comes across the top to DeWitt. His shot for three. Barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to Ashton Dirks for the Adams Central Patriots. Here comes AC deep in the left corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Adams Central into the lane again to Stein. His shot is up. No good. Rebound Stein as it's stripped away. Picked up by Roth now of Centura. Roth gets it to Aiken. Aiken to the far sideline at Kasperson. Centura looks up. They don't have the numbers. In fact, a 2-on-4. And they'll hold back up. Kasperson bounce pass down in the corner. Cameron Aiken bounce pass inside to Roth. And now we got a foul call in Adams Central. A foul will go on the Patriots. This one will go on Stein. That's going to be his third. Into the ball game, Calvin Ott. Into the ball game, Jake Fowler. Coming out is going to be Connor Lyons. Also, Zach Hunt for Adams Central. 46-17. The Patriots out on top here with 43 seconds to play in the second quarter. The free throw line will be Zach Roth for Centura. 2 points so far in the ball game, as Zach will toe the mark here for the Centurions. His shot is up there. That one is good. Centura is 3 out of 3 on free throws so far tonight. 46-18. The Patriots out on top. Adams Central led 21-10 after the first quarter. Here's the next shot. That one is up there. It is good. So Zach hits a couple of free throws. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 46-19. Adams Central back with the balls. Centura is back in their zone defense here. Adams Central just holds it out here in 3-point territory. That's Nate Arlt. Arlt comes over here to Fowler. He holds the ball out near the 10-second line. 24 and a half seconds to play. Fowler on the dribble now. Behind his screen from Ott. Fowler has still got it. Throws it back out near the 10-second line to a Brady Barrett as the Patriots spread the floor here. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Here's Nate Arlt getting away. He drives for the rack. His shot is up there and a collision, and a foul is going to be called on Nate. Runs over a man. That's a Dylan DeWitt getting up for Centura as he takes the charge. Nate Arlt is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That was 7.6 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Centura will get a chance at things here. Out of the scores table for Adams Central, Zach Hollister is going to check in. Hollister will check in for Nate Arlt. So Centura will put the other four players back here right at the 10-second line. Here comes the pass in. It's going to be handled here by Kasperson down the right sideline. Kasperson has still got it into the lane now to Lemberg. His shot is up there. He banks it home. Ian Lemberg scores for Centura. So the Centurions score in the final 7.7 seconds of the second quarter. But Adams Central has got a big lead here at halftime by 25 points over the Centurions at halftime. Adams Central 46, Centura 21. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Patriots gym at Adams Central as the Adams Central boys are rolling along here at halftime. AC with a big lead. It's Adams Central 46 and Centura 21. The Patriots use a 21-0 spurt in the first half to get out to this 25-point lead at halftime. So AC with a lead, 46-21 at the half. A couple of other scores to report. The St. Cecilia girls winners tonight over Donovan Trumbull, 71-28 was the final score up at Donovan this evening. The boys' game is in the second quarter. Very similar things happening up there. St. Cecilia's got a 45-13 lead over Donovan Trumbull. They were midway through the second quarter. Earlier tonight, the Adams Central girls picked up a win over Centura. The final score of 43-32 as head coach Tim Marker will join us here at halftime. And coach, kind of a strange basketball game. You guys looked like you were in control most of the way, but Centura came back and eventually grabbed the lead there in the fourth quarter. Just talk about what you saw out there tonight.
Yeah, you know, we got a little bit careless with the ball there for a little while, and Courtney Aiken's a great player, and, you know, we knew that they were going to have to go through her to get some things going, and she kind of took over for a few minutes there, made some good drives in, and was able to get the ball up and get to the free throw line, and we just were playing a little bit passive again. We weren't getting out and being aggressive and kind of let them dictate the flow of the game, and they did pick it up. I give them credit for picking up their intensity and bringing it to us, and we kind of stepped back, but we had a couple players step up for us and get us back in the game.
It was tied 14-14 with about 4.5 minutes to play in the second quarter, and then you shut out Centura the rest of the way, and then on into the second quarter, you taking about 7 minutes or so without scoring. Just talk about that little stretch. Good job defensively by you guys.
Yeah, you know, they had done some things substitution-wise, you know, to try and get some matchups with us, and our girls just responded to that, and were able to do some of the things that we had talked about pregame-wise as far as limiting them to one shot, making sure we check out, trying to take away the lane, make them shoot outside, and they weren't hitting any shots. That was a big part of it. Abby Sintek had some good looks at the basket, and she's a good shooter, and she just couldn't get anything to go, and you know, we'll take that. That helped. You know, our defense was out and made her hurry her shot a little bit, and we tried to make her go right, and she prefers left, and just try to make them uncomfortable, and we were able to get enough pressure out there on them to cause them some problems.
Yeah, so about a 7 or 8 minute scoring drought from late in the second quarter till into the third quarter. You guys eventually built a 10-point lead. Really probably didn't take advantage as much as you should have. You scored, you got to a 10-point lead at 24-14, but probably should have had some more during that stretch, huh?
Yeah, you know, we missed some more shots inside, and we missed some, you know, some 8-footers. But that's one of the things that we had talked about, that, you know, we need to get those shots and be comfortable, be ready, and be ready to take those shots. And that's some things that hurt us last night, where we had some looks that were from 12-foot in, and we passed on some of them. And there were a few that we passed on tonight, but we just kept trying to convince them that they had to take those shots so that we could at least get in and get rebound position and expect that to happen. And be confident in it. And, you know, make them defend everybody. And then we missed some shots inside. And they were, you know, they would bring good pressure and contact on shots and stuff. And you know, we've just got to be able to deal with that and make sure we concentrate and finish.
Patriots led 30-27 after three quarters. And then Centura came back and eventually grabbed a lead in the fourth quarter at 31-30. But they scored just one more point after that. You guys outscore them down the stretch in the fourth quarter at the 13-1 margin as you wrap up the ball game. So another nice stretch. You basically had two stretches in the ball game tonight where you played pretty well.
Yeah, you know, they've got a couple of old standby plays that they really rely on and go to, and those have burned us over the last few years. So those are a few things that we've been able to work on. And Cheyenne Gotch made a great steal down here in the corner when they were coming off screens, and she came across the top. And you know, Abby Sintek looked open, and she got there just in time, gets a steal. We come down and get a three out of it. And before that, we'd gotten another bucket by Janessa. So we changed that one-point deficit into a three-point lead or a four-point lead, and we're able to hold on to it from there. We're able to be patient, got some good baskets inside, and that was big for us, get our confidence back.
You mentioned Janessa Boland. She comes up with 15 points in the basketball game tonight, 9 in the second half.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things about them just being comfortable taking the shots that they have. Janessa's a great shooter. Cheyenne's a great shooter. And you know, there's a lot of pressure on Jalinda inside. We're real happy with getting 10 points out of Carrie and Kelsey on the backside in there. They did a nice job for us. And we'll take 10 points from those guys and make them be more responsible for defending them. And then our guards on the outside did a nice job for us, too. Janessa just will be aggressive, and she's kind of deceptive.
you're not going to surprise anybody by Jalinda Hobson. She's been around the past couple of years. So as more and more teams see how involved she is into the offense, some other people are going to have to step up for you guys to be successful. And I thought Janessa was one of the people to do that tonight.
Yeah, she did. She did a great job. You know, they left her open a few times, and she hit some shots. And that's kind of what we're hoping for when they're helping inside, that we can kick it out to one of the guards. Kelly's been shooting well this year so far, so they got to respect her. They have to respect Janessa. Cheyenne's coming on. They got to respect Carrie Coates on the drive. So, you know, we're getting there. It's a work in progress, but we're getting there as far as being more of a threat offensively, and that's going to be a big thing for us is being, having more threats out there on the floor.
Yeah, you really haven't had to develop your bench. Like last year, we had people 9, 10 deep. This year, it might take a few weeks to develop that depth.
Yeah, and we are. You know, we're trying to get them in there. We've got a freshman, Emily Boniface, that comes in and adds some speed and is aggressive. And she had a big steal down on the baseline, too, at a pretty important time. And Leslie Pfeiffer comes in and defends Courtney Aiken out there on the point for about 2 minutes at the end of the half and really didn't give her anything. And, you know, that was big for us as well, like you talked about earlier, to give some of our other players a little bit of a rest and protect them from some fouls. And so we're getting there.
So you had the rest of the weekend off. You already played your two games this week, losing to Kearney Catholic last night and then coming back with a win tonight over Centura. You look ahead, we've got Ord and Gibbon next week, and then you've got a little bit of a break before the holiday tournament that you'll be playing over in Minden again. So still plenty of basketball to be played for your team here in the month of December.
Yeah, you know, we get right after it. There aren't any easy games here in December, and we've struggled with it before. So that's like, you know, when we talked about be 3-1 right now, you know, we got two more big games coming up and then the holiday tournament. As long as we can come with this kind of energy and give our best shot, we'll be happy with the girls.
Okay, congratulations again on the win.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots winning by the score of 43-32 tonight. It was Janessa Bolin leading away. She had 15 points in the basketball game. The Patriots led it all the stops here tonight, 9-8 after the first quarter, 22-14 at halftime, 30-27 after three quarters. And the Patriots win the girls' ball game by the score of 43-32. The boys' teams have been in the locker room and chatted here at halftime. They're back out on the floor getting ready for the second half here tonight. The Patriots led at the end of the first quarter 21-10. They used a 21-0 run in the first half to stake them out to this good-sized lead at halftime. Again, the Patriots leading by 25 at halftime. They have gotten 14 points tonight from Zach Hunt so far. 12 points from Nick Stein, 11 from Brady Barrett. Those guys have been the beneficiaries of some nice defensive play for the Patriots as they have stolen the ball several times in backcourt. In fact, the Centurions have 12 turnovers already unofficially here in the first half of play. So Zach Hunt leading the way with 14. Nick Stein has got 12. Brady Barrett has got 11. Other scores for Adams Central, Connor Lyons has got 5 points, 2 for Calvin Ott and 2 for Nate Arnold. The Patriots have been to the free throw line only 2 times tonight. Hit on both of those opportunities. Centura has been to the line a total of 4 times here tonight. They are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. They've got the 12 turnovers. Their leading scorer is Ian Lemberg. He has got 6 points in the ball game. He's got 3 field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Zach Roth has got 4 points on a field goal and a couple of free throws. Cameron Aiken has got 2 field goals for 4 points. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. And Dylan DeWitt has got a couple of field goals and 4 points for the Centurions. So we are set to go the second half here tonight from the Patriots gym. Adams Central way out on top. They lead by 25 points as we start the second half, 46-21. Centura has the opening possession, shooting to our basket to our right, and they immediately turn the ball over. Driving the baseline was Lemberg, trying to jump pass over here to try to connect with Cameron Aiken, threw it through his fingertips out of bounds. 13 turnovers now in the Centurions. Adams Central walked the ball up the floor this time as they come into their offensive zone. Nate Arnold has got it out here in three-point territory. Sends it inside the Lions. Back to the top of the key to Zach Hunt. Flips it back here. That's Nick Stein. Dribbles into the lane. Loses control of the ball. That is picked up by Aiken. Stein had a dribble penetration but lost it in the lane. It's picked up there by Centura. Lob pass into the lane. It's going to be tipped away from Aiken. It nearly goes out of bounds. Now it does. And they give the ball to the Centurions. Last touch there by Connor Lyons. Can Adams Central... Actually, the St. Cecilia boys had a big lead in the second quarter, 45-13. Playing at Donovan Trumbull tonight, the girls winning by a score of 71-28. There's a shot by Zach Roth that's up and in. Zach Roth scores for Centura. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame, 46-23. Patriots have the lead. Driving to the hole again is going to be Zach Hunter. Shot is up and in. Boy, he is getting to the front of the rim with no problem here against the Centura defense. Hunt now with 16 points in the basketball game. 48-23, we're a minute into the third quarter. Entry pass to Roth down in the baseline, kicks it back out. On the wing, DeWitt for three, shot no good. Rebound AC, foul called. That is Zach Hunt with a rebound. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Stein, I believe, of AC. That's the case. Nick Stein picks up the personal foul for the Patriots. Here comes Fowler back into the ball game. That's going to be the fourth foul on Nick Stein. And it comes with 6:53 to play here in quarter number three. Fortunately enough, the Patriots are still leading by 25 points. Here's Roth from right in front of the basket. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound Roth. Follow shot good. Aiken missed one in between, but Zach Roth started it, and Zach Roth will end it. Here's a shot at the other end. Quickly, Connor Lyons, just like that. Adam Central outraces the defense there for Centura, and Connor gets his third field goal of the ball game. He's got seven. 50-25, the Patriots have the lead. There's a shot taken by Kasperson. It's going to be no good, but he was hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to go here on Fowler of Adam Central. That's going to be his third. Here comes Calvin Ott into the ballgame now for Adam Central, replacing Connor Lyons. Lyons battling an elbow injury, but he's played quite a bit here in this ballgame tonight. Here's the pass. It's going to be intercepted by Hunt again, running back the other way. They get it to Fowler. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Hunt steals the ball away as Centura was playing the ball in from underneath their own basket. Got back up the floor quickly there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Centura. This is going to go on Roth. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Centurions here in the second half. To the free throw line, Jake Fowler. His shot is up there. It is good. Fowler now 3-of-3 from the free throw line this season. As the freshman will toe the mark one more time. The 5'9 freshman here for the Patriots. Next one is up there. It is good. Adam Central now 4-of-4 from the free throw line in this ball game. Fowler is 4-of-4 from the stripe this season. Adam Central now leads by the score of 52-25. Zach Roth has got the ball. He has it stripped away again. Picked up here by Adam Central's Brady Barrett. Sends it inside to Hunt. His shot is up and in. Turnover number 15 on the Centurions. Zach Hunt gets the field goal to go down. And now Centura wants to call a timeout. They have had no answer for the Adam Central defense here tonight. 6:02 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adam Central 54, Centura 25.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. All Patriots here tonight. Adam Central with the lead here in the third quarter. 6 minutes to play, 54-25. And now we got a foul in backcourt. Just as the Centurions were inbounding the ball. It's going to be Brady Barrett picking up a cheap foul there. That's going to be his second. Two fouls on Brady. That's going to be the third team foul on the Patriots here in the third quarter. And Centura's got the ball. Austin Kasperson has got it. Now to Dylan DeWitt over there as he works against Nate Arl, trying to penetrate. He's cut off there by Nate. Bounce pass back out to Roth. Now inside. They get it to Lemberg. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Fowler of AC. Centura will play things in. 5:42 to play now in the third quarter. 54-25. The Patriots have the lead. Inbounds pass. They get it to Kasperson. His shot's going to be blocked down. Scramble is on. It's picked up down by Calvin Ott. So a blocked shot there by Adam Central. Back the other way is Fowler. His shot good and he's fouled. Wow. Jake Fowler in a hurry gets down the floor. Twisting and turning move just on the left baseline. And a foul is going to be called on Ian Lemberg. Into the ballgame now for Adams Central is going to be Nick Stein. He will play with four personal fouls. Coming out is going to be Brady Barrett. 56-25. The Patriots have the lead. Zach Roth back into the ballgame now for Centura. He's going to replace Ian Lemberg. So Adams Central at the free throw line now. Here's a shot. It's up there. It is good. So Fowler gets that one to go down. Three-point play. 57-25. Austin Kasperson has got the ball. Over to Zach Routh on the wing on the left side. Now to Ben Routh. His pass into the lane is going to be intercepted by Nate Arnold. Now he loses control of the ball. Nate picks her back up. Runs it back 4-on-2. He crashes forward, and it's going to be a foul on Nate. Second charging foul on Nate Arnold. Took it to the basket and ran over a defender down there for Centura. And Nate picks up his second charging foul and his third foul in the ballgame. So Centura will walk the ball up the floor the other way. Austin Kasperson gets it into the forecourt now. Centura is looking for some kind of positive movement here. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Fowler as he gets the ball away to Zach Hunt, and he lays it in. Fowler gets the steal. Zach Hunt gets the field goal. Zach now with 20 points in the basketball game, 59-25. Adams Central keeps the pressure on the Centurions. Here's a Ben Routh out here in three-point territory. Moves it down in the corner to Kasperson. Kasperson holding the ball there against Zach Hunt, trying to get away. Now launches up a shot from 10. It won't go. Rebound Calvin Ott. Dribbles out of there. Gets the ball now into the hands of Jake Fowler. Fowler down the right sideline. Dribbles inside the three-point circle. Gives it away to Stein. He drives for the basket. It's going to be no good, and he is hacked on the arm. And now Stein will go to the free throw line, and now we got a technical foul called. A technical foul is going to be called, I think, on Nate Arnold. Nate Arnold is going to be hit by the technical foul here in the basketball game. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nick Stein for AC. And we'll have some technical foul shots at the other end, so a technical was called on Nate Arnold. Not sure exactly what transpired there, but it's a 59-25 ball game. You wouldn't think that they'd be too steamed up about anything. Stein gets the free throw. He's now got 13 points in the basketball game. Arnold is going to check out. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Zach Hollister for Adams Central. 60-25. Adams Central has got the lead. Stein will have one more free throw. Stein is 60% foul shooter in the season through the first two games. Next shot is up there. It is good, so he hits a pair here. And now head coach Tom Slechta wants to call a timeout. All right, so we have got a timeout now as Adams Central wants to talk things over with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. We will take a timeout with the score Adams Central 60, Centura 25.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
It has been a long night for the Centurions here tonight in boys high school basketball. Adams Central is out on top with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third period. It is 60-25. The Patriots have the advantage. Tom Slechta uses the entire timeout there for Adams Central to discuss, I'm sure, the Nate Arnold technical foul. Nothing heated, but just an explanation here. At the mid-court stripe, and now going to the free throw line to shoot the technical foul is going to be Lemberg. His shot is up there, it is good. Ian Lemberg now with 8 points in the basketball game. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 61-26. They forgot to put that last free throw up on the board for Adams Central. Lemberg now misses his second opportunity. So it's 61-26, the score. 61-26, Adams Central has got the lead with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third. Centura will now get it because of the technical called on AC. A pass into the lane. Here's a shot taken by Lemberg. It's going to be blocked down. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Hollister, and he's trapped it along the baseline, and he just knocks it off with a kneecap of Kasperson out of bounds. Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt with 4:15 remaining. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Ashton Dirks. Dirks into the ball game for AC. Jake Fowler has got the ball for Adams Central, moves it to the left side of the floor. There's Dirks with the ball, dribbles once, sends it out to Zach Hollister, drives it down the right side of the lane, can't do anything with it. Now to Stein. Stein to Fowler, angles into the lane. His pass is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touch by Centura down on the baseline. End of the ball game now for the Centurions is going to be Kasperson again. Coming out will be Lemberg. 3:56 to play in the ball game at 61-26. Adams Central the lead. They lob it in. It's mishandled there by Ott, but it's picked up by Stein. Down in the corner to Fowler. Brings it back out to Stein in three-point territory. Dribbles down the lane. Goes up with a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Nick Stein now has 16 points in the basketball game. 63-26. Adams Central blowing the Centurions out of here tonight in boys high school basketball. A pass in the lane, deflected again. Picked up this time by Ashton Dirks. A feed to Stein. His shot is up there, no good. Misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to Cameron Aiken. Aiken has got it for Centura. Gives it away now to Austin Kasperson. Picked up there by Dirks for Adams Central defensively. There's a pass to the near sideline. Getting away is going to be Dylan DeWitt. Circles around, stripped away. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Stein. Long pass down to Florida. Fowler, shot good. Jake Fowler now with 7, 65-26. 3:02 to play here in the third quarter. Kasperson has got it now for Centura. Goes over to a Dylan DeWitt looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Now throws the ball into the backcourt. It is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Stein. Stein has got it as he outraces Roth to the basketball. Takes it down into the baseline. Now to Jake Fowler. Dribbles to the elbow. Nice pass down low, and his shot is up and in. Ashton Dirks. Fowler gets the assist. Ashton Dirks gets the field goal. It's now 67-26. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter in boys high school basketball action tonight from the Patriots gym. Austin Kasperson throws up a three. His shot is going to be no good from the near sideline. Picked up by Ashton Dirks on the rebound. Gets it out to Stein. He drives the length of the floor. His shot no good, and he is fouled in the play. As Stein goes to the hole. A foul is going to be whistled on Dylan DeWitt of Centura. That's going to be his first. Nick Stein to the free throw line. Nick's got 16 points in the ball game. Zach Hunt's got 20. Brady Barrett in double figures also with 11 points in the ball game. I got a funny feeling everybody's going to see playing time here tonight for head coach Tom Slekta. It's 67-26. Patriots have the lead. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Stein. He's now 3 of 3 from the stripe tonight. Lemberg comes back in. DeWitt comes out now for the Centurions. Fowler is going to check out of the lineup now for Adams Central. Coming in is going to be Zach Kierkegaard. Here comes the next shot by Stein from the line. That one in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Calvin out. His shot is up there. It's no good. It is tapped out. It's recovered here by Adams Central. Zach Hollister has got the ball for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Stein. Dribbles into the lane. Contact made again, and a foul is called. Stein driving the ball to the basket with 4 personal fouls. A collision again in the paint, and this foul is going to be whistled on Lemberg. That's going to be his 4th. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Michael Lindblad. So Lindblad is in, a 6'1" junior. We told you that Zach Kierkegaard is in. He is a 6-foot junior as well for head coach Tom Slekta. 68-26. Patriots have the lead. Dirks gets it into Ott. His shot from right in front of the basket is good. Calvin Ott scores off of the inbound from Ashton Dirks. 70-26. Patriots have the lead with 2:05 remaining here in the third quarter. Kasperson has got it on the dribble now for Centura. Bounce pass out on top, nearly intercepted again. Ben Roth has got it. He sends the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted by Calvin Ott. Turnover number 20 so far for the Centurions. They've got 26 points and 20 turnovers in the ballgame. Ashton Dirks hops between a couple of defenders, lays it off here to Ott. His shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Calvin Ott now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ballgame. 72-26. Patriots led at halftime 46-21. Here's a Ben Roth with the ball again, picked up out here by Zach Kierkegaard for Adams Central. Pass on the high post there. They get it to Cameron Aiken. Aiken goes to DeWitt. Now here's a steal again as Aiken tries to send a pass the other way. Stolen by Ashton Dirks, and he takes it the distance and scores. Dirks now with 4 points in the ball game, and the Patriots lead 74-26. A minute to play. A pass into the lane again is going to be tipped, but this time picked up here by Ben Roth. Keeps it alive for the Centurions, and now a foul is going to be called as the ball came to the near sideline into the hands of Dylan DeWitt. A foul is called here on the Patriots. It's going to go on Hollister. That's going to be his first. Adams Central leads by 48 points. 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. Zach Roth has got it now for Centura. Dribbles to the free throw line down the lane. He loses control of the ball. Hollister picks it up on the baseline. He lost control of it. It's now picked up by Cameron Aiken. Back outside, here's a 12-footer put up there by Ben Roth. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hollister for AC. Into the forward court to Dirks, to Calvin Ott. Shot good. Ott now with 8 points in the ballgame. The Patriots lead by 50. Unfortunately, there's no mercy rule in basketball. 20 seconds to play. Adams Central 76, Centura 26. Centura has got the basketball back in their offensive zone again. Kasperson just across the 10-second line, picked up by Dirks. Comes to Dylan DeWitt. Bounce pass comes on the near sideline now to Aiken. Aiken down to DeWitt, throws it to the far sideline again. Cranking up a three ball. It's going to be an air ball, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play as Kasperson cannot connect on a three ball. Adams Central has got a 50-point lead after three quarters here tonight in boys high school basketball. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 76, Centura 26.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
At the fourth and final quarter, Adams Central has got a 50-point lead over Centura, 76-26. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Donovan Trumbull in the third quarter, 77-31. Hastings High boys in action tonight. They're playing in Holdridge against the Dusters. So Adams Central has got it to start off this fourth quarter. We're going to see everybody that is suited up here tonight, I'll guarantee you. Zach Hollister has got the ball. That is Zach Kierkegaard. There's Dirks. Dumps it off again. Down low. His shot is up and in. This is Kevin Holand. Kevin Holand gets the field goal there for Adams Central. As he comes into the ball game, Holand is a 6'5" sophomore. Now into the ball game for Tom Slekta. 78-26. Here's a shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Holand grabs it here for Adams Central. So Holand with a field goal and a rebound in the first 40 seconds of this fourth quarter. Adams Central has got it again in their offensive zone. This is Lindblad with the ball. Lindblad gets it away. Now to Hollister. As we are seeing the second and third teamers for Adams Central. They'll have to play the entire fourth quarter here. Hollister deep in the left corner, brings it up high on the block. Cross-court pass goes to Dirks, dribbles in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound by Lindblad. He goes up, and he's going to be fouled into play as he goes up for the shot. The foul is going to go on Cameron Aiken. That's going to be his third. Bronco basketball tomorrow afternoon. Hastings and Briarcliff from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Airtime 1:45, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. All the action right here on 1230 KHIS. Micah Lindblad gets his first free throw to go down. First point of the season for Micah Lindblad. He is a 6'1" junior. It's now 79-26. Adams Central the lead. Next one is up there. That one is good. 80-26. Adams Central will play at Wood River tomorrow night. Wood River beat this team by 20 points last week, 56-36. Here's Ben Roth, bombs away from three-point territory. His shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Centura grabs it. DeWitt's shot from the lane is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched there by the Patriots' Michael Lindblad. So it's going to be Centura inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 6:35 to play in the ballgame. Patriots leading 80-26. Austin Kasperson has got the ball for Centura out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Dirks as the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense. Kasperson on the dribble. Comes to the near side. Dribbling with the ball in three-point territory. Dirks right in his face. Here's a lob pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lindblad. Here come the Patriots back the other way. Lindblad gets it away to the far sideline. And now he gets the ball back as he drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Centura. 6 minutes to play. Here's a shot from three. It's going to be good. Dylan DeWitt throws up the three ball from the right side. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game. It's 80-29. Patriots in the lead here at boys high school basketball. Michael Lindblad has got it. Comes to the near sideline. Wild pass inside. Here's a shot taken by Holand. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindberg for Centura. Austin Kasperson has now got it. He works against Dirks. Kicks it back out into three-point territory. There's a three ball by Ian Lindberg that rings the gong. He has now got 11 points in the ball game. So he's got 11 of the 32 that the Centurions have put up there tonight. 5.5 to go here in the ball game. The Patriots out on top, 80-32. Dribble penetration. They try to jump it off to Holand. And a jump ball is called as Holand is tied up on the play by Cameron Aiken. Ashton Dirks took it in the lane there for AC. Now Dirks is going to come out. Here comes Zach Hollister into the ball game. 5:15 to play after the ball game. We'll name our players of the game tonight. We're going to have a bunch of candidates here for the boys. And we'll have our coaches post-game show with head coach Tom Slechta before we get out here tonight. Adam Central going to chalk up an impressive win here tonight. Number three on the season. They'll go to 3-0 after this one. Centura will drop to 0-2. Dylan DeWitt down the left sideline. Kicks it out into three-point territory to Roth. Out of Lindberg at the top of the circle. AC still into man-to-man defense. Lindblad right in his face defensively. There's Ben Roth. Comes across the top to Austin Kasperson. Back to the wing on the left side to Lindberg. Looking for some penetration. Can't do it. Gives it away now to DeWitt. His long-range three is no good. Got him for the rebound. It's loose underneath the basket. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central basketball. 4:36 remaining here in the ball game. Adams Central 80. Centura 32. Here's Holand again underneath the basket with some dribble penetration, and Holand puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down partially, but a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Roth. That's going to be his second. And Kevin Holand will go to the free throw line here for EC. Kid with good size, 6'5", a sophomore, puts it up there, and his free throw is going to be missed. He will have one more. Foul in the act of shooting. That's the seventh team foul on the Centurions here in the basketball game. Adams Central has got six here in the second half. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. So Kevin Holand misses a pair. It's still 80-32 in favor of the Patriots. There's Lindberg down in the baseline. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Holand grabs the rebound, and now he's going to be tied up on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Lindberg got in there, and I think that's going to be number five on him. He's going to foul out of the ballgame. Centura does not appear to be very deep anyway. Now Lindberg fouls out of the ballgame with 4:18 remaining here in the fourth quarter. He's going to check out. That's going to send Holand to the free throw line. Coming into the ballgame for Centura is going to be Cameron Aiken. Aiken has been in and out of the lineup throughout the ballgame here tonight. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Holand back to the free throw line here for AC. This shot is up there. It is no good. He's now 0-3 from the free throw line. And now the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch there by Michael Lindblad for Adams Central. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also available online at www.hastingslink.com. 80-32. Patriots out on top. Ben Roth has got the ball for Centura. Bounce pass goes over to Zach Roth. Holds it out in three-point territory. Zach over to Dylan DeWitt. DeWitt tries to go back door. It's mishandled by Austin Kasperson. Good idea, but not executed very well. And it's a turnover on the Centurions as they throw the ball away. 22 turnovers in the ball game now for the Centurions. Here's a Zach Hollister. Gets it away to a Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard down to Hollister out in three-point territory. As the Centurions try to stop the bleeding here in the fourth quarter, they're down 80-32. Adams Central working with the ball on their offensive end. Hollister from the right sideline. Drives, dumps it off inside to Holand, goes up with a shot, it's tipped around, it is loose, and it's picked up by AC. Lindblad has got it, and they reset the offense. Down to 3:25 to go. Hollister hops in the lane, goes to the basket, a shot up and in Zach Hollister scores. 82-32. Again, the Patriots leading by 50. And now we have got a timeout here for Centura. The Centurions want to talk things over. God knows what they're going to talk about, but they're down by 50 points here. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Patriots 82, Centura 32.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Adams Central has got the lead by 50, 82-32. Again, a last check from Donovan. It was St. Cecilia leading Donovan Trumbull by the score of 77-31. That was in boys' play. In girls' play tonight, St. Cecilia took care of Donovan Trumbull 71-28. The Adams Central girls winning tonight by 11, 43-32 over Centura. So the Centurions have the basketball one more time here. Devin Hinkson is into the ball game, and now Centura has substituted pretty freely here on that last dead ball. There's a Kasperson, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Micah Lindblad for Adams Central. Patriots come back the other way with the basketball. That's Kierkegaard. Nearly lost control of it. Kierkegaard gets it under control. Comes to Ashton Dirks. Dirks to Micah Lindblad. Now to the right side to Kierkegaard. As they swing it back around to the left side, that's a Lindblad with the ball. Lindblad back outside the ring to Kierkegaard. To Lindblad, bounce pass goes inside, and now we got a double dribble violation on Holland. Double dribble violation on Holland. Into the ball game now for Centura is going to be Seth Lindenmeyer. Lindenmeyer into the ball game, a 6-foot sophomore. Coming out is going to be Cameron Aiken. 2:35 remaining here in this one. But a long night for the Centurions in this ball game. Adams Central jumped out to a 21-10 lead. He's the 21-0 spurts in the first half, and that's been all she wrote. Here's Ben Roth going to the hole. He gets his first field goal in the ball game out of the season. As Ben Roth, the 5'7" freshman, puts it down through the hole there for the Centurions. And the Patriots now lead by 48 points, 82-34. Ashton Dirks, dribble penetration again, dumps it off down low to Holland, and he lays it in. Kevin Holland now with 4 points in the game. It's 84-34 with a 1:58 left here in the contest from the Patriots gym. Devin Hinkson with the ball now for Centura. Gives it to Ben Roth. Roth on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Holland right in his face defensively. A mismatch there. There's a feed outside to Kasperson. His three is no good. Austin grabs it back here for Centura. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass down to Hausick. Ryan Hausick is into the ball game, and now we got a whistle, and he stepped out of bounds. Turnover number 23 in the ball game for Centura. 84-34. Patriots again leading by 50. Here's Ashton Dirks. So he lost the ball. Gets it to Lindblad down in the corner. Now back inside to Holland, and he lays it in. Kevin Holland now with 6 points in the game. It's 86-34. With a minute 19 to play here in the ball game. Dribbling with the ball out here is going to be Austin Kasperson. Kasperson goes over to Hanasek. Hanasek to the top of the key to Hinkson. Hinkson dribbles down the right side of the lane. Has it stripped away again. The Patriots have another turnover. Running back the other way. A driving layup is going to be missed. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Lindblad, so he keeps it alive for the Patriots. Circles around in the three-point territory. Deep in the right corner. Back outside. Here's Kierkegaard for three. Shot is up there. It's too strong. Rebound Adams Central with 45 seconds to play. Patriots have another crack at things here. Here's Ashton Dirks with the ball, dribbling. Loses control. It's picked up here on the near side by Zach Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard dribbles, flips it away to Michael Lindblad. Lindblad down to Dirks on the dribble, moves it to the right side. He hands it away to a Kierkegaard as Adams Central just has a little weave set up out here in three-point territory running the clock. They're not too anxious looking for shots, and now he sent it inside, and it's going to be right through the fingertips of Holland out of bounds. So a turnover on Adams Central. That's number 9 on the Patriots. Down to 18 seconds to play here in this one. Centura's got another chance at things here. Devin Hinkson has got it for the Centurions. Gets it to Hanasek down in the corner. Here's a bombs away three-pointer put up there no good by Hinkson. Rebound comes down to Michael Lindblad. Long pass down to four. It's going to be too far. Goes out of bounds. So he threw it too far. It's going to be turnover number 10 on the Patriots. Centura will play it in, and that should be the ball game. As they get it in to Kasperson, approaches the 10-second line. He'll throw it up from there. His shot is no good, and that is the ball game. This one comes to an end. Adams Central wins it in a big way here tonight. Patriots got out to a 21-10 first quarter lead, led 46-21 at halftime, 76-26 after three quarters. And the Patriots win this one going away tonight. Final score, Adams Central 86, Centura 34. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. The Patriots win it tonight in boys high school basketball, final score of 86-34. The Patriots use a 21-0 run from about midway through the first quarter until midway through the second quarter, and that was all she wrote. Put them away early as Centura trailed at halftime 46-21. And the Patriots got everybody into the ball game here tonight, and they win easily 86-34 as they win their third ball game of the season. They were led tonight by Zach Hunt. He had 20 points in the basketball game, 9 field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Nick Stein came up with 17 points in the game tonight. He had 7 field goals, and he was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. In double figures as well, Brady Barrett, he came up with 11 points all in the first half. Other scorers: Kevin Holland came off of the bench, played in the fourth quarter, ended up with 6. Jake Fowler had 7 points. Nate Arlt had 2. Ashton Dirks ended up with 4 points in the ball game tonight. Connor Lyons had 7. Zach Hollister had 2. And Calvin Ott had 8. Unofficially, 10 turnovers on the Patriots tonight. They were 10 out of 14 for the free throw line. Centura was just 4 out of 7 for the stripe tonight. I had them with 24 turnovers. Only one man in double figures. That was Ian Lemberg. He had 11 points. Zach Roth had 8. 7 for Dylan DeWitt. 4 points for Cameron Aiken. 2 points for Austin Kasperson. And 2 points for Ben Roth. Centura is now 0-2 on the season. They will get ready for Central City tomorrow night. The Adams Central Patriots improved to 3 wins and no losses. They will play against Wood River on Saturday. Again, the final score was Adams Central 86, Centura 34. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Central here tonight. The girls win by the score of 43-32 over Centura, and the guys blow out the Centurions, the final of 86-34. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS for the Adams Central girls basketball game. Janessa Bullen led the way. She had 15 points in the basketball game tonight. Jalinda Hodson had a bushel basket full of rebounds. She contributed 8 points in the ball game. Kelsey Sedlak came off of the bench to score 6 points for the Patriots, and then Kelly Shuck had 5 points as Adams Central picked up their third win in four outings tonight as they beat Centura by the score of 43-32. For the guys, everybody got in the ball game here tonight. Zach Hunt scoring 20 points. Nick Stein had 17, 11 for Brady Barrett. And then some of the guys coming off of the bench late for Adams Central in impressive fashion. Calvin Ott came up with 8 points in the ball game. Also Kevin Holman, a couple of younger kids, got into the scorebook as Holland scores 3 field goals and 6 points. All candidates for our Player of the Game, and we'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
For the Adams Central girls basketball team is going to be Janessa Bolin. Bolin comes up with 3 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. Had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Janessa scores 15 points in the ball game. Had 6 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. Janessa Bolin will be our Player of the Game for the Adams Central girls basketball team. For the guys, you can pretty well put anybody in the hat tonight and pull them out, but we'll go with the leading scorer for the Patriots, Zach Hunt. In the ball game tonight, he had 9 field goals in the game, and he was 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Zach scores 14 points in the first half of play and did not play a whole lot after halftime. He came up with 6 points. Zach ends up with 20 in the ball game as Adams Central rocks the Centurions of Centura tonight at Boys High School basketball. Final score of 86-34. Zach Hunt and Janessa Bullen are players of the game tonight for Adams Central. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at the Patriots gym again. Adams Central wins it tonight by a score of 86-34. Still waiting for Tom Slechta, the head coach for Adams Central, to make his way back out of the locker room as the Patriots improve to 3 wins and no losses on the season here tonight. Big, big win over the Centurions. Again, they use a 21-0 run in the first half of play to stretch out the lead, and they led it at halftime by 25 points at 46-21. They had an easy time of things tonight with the Centurions. They win by a final margin of 86-34. Get the Adams Central girls winning in the first ball game, 43-32 over Centura. So Adams Central's girls now 3-1 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia playing tonight in Donovan. The St. Cecilia boys winners over Donovan Trumbull by the score of 77-34. And in the girls game tonight, it was Hastings St. Cecilia winning over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 71-28. So both St. Cecilia teams winning tonight, both Adams Central teams winning. The Hastings High boys and girls, they were on the road tonight playing in Holdridge. No scores in on those particular ball games as of yet. But again, Adams Central wins this one in boys high school basketball, the final of 86-34. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
We'll have more basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. We will head for Sioux City for coverage of the Hastings College Broncos tomorrow. Hastings in a couple of tough ball games against the Briarcliff Chargers. Both of the Briarcliff teams are ranked in the top 25 in the country. In fact, both teams are ranked number 15 on their respective sides. Hastings College women, of course, are ranked number 3 in the country. The guys receiving votes in the latest poll, so should be a good contest tomorrow from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City. On the air with the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon with head coach Jeff Dittman. 2 o'clock for the tip-off for the women's ball game. 4 o'clock for the guys as Hastings will be on the road playing at Briarcliff tomorrow afternoon. So that'll wrap up coverage. Tom Slecht is still in the locker room with his ball club here tonight. Hastings Adams Central wins it by the score of 86-34 over the Centurions. That'll do it from the Patriots gym. For Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.